Now, you talk about Steve Brumell or the Fat Daddy Steve Harris. Talk a little bit about him. Of course, I worked with him at KD in the later years, and then also worked with him again at K2 Television in the 80s and early 90s.
Right.
But talk about, okay, you say you both came from the same place. Give me a little background for both of you.
Okay. Well, Steve came from Durango, Colorado originally. And like a lot of people who were into electronics, Steve was a very shy, introverted guy. Radio was his thing. First ham radio and then commercial radio. He had a ham license. I don't know how old he was when he got his ham license, but he had his commercial first ticket when he was 16 years old. And, you know, that's pretty unusual. His parents, in a tough love move, actually made him leave the state to go to college in order that he would get out and meet people and overcome his shyness. That was the idea. And that's when I met him. We both went to the University of New Mexico. He decided to quit that and get into radio, and the university decided that I should quit that and get into radio.
Okay. Here's the key to the big world.
Yeah, exactly.
So, were you from Durango then too, or
no? I was from New Mexico. Grew up in a little small town in the southeast corner of New Mexico, and had gone to our state's big city to go to the university, and just happened to meet Steve there, and had no intention of getting into radio. And Steve got me into my first radio job, and then hired me for my second radio job, which was at Katy.
So. Now, Bill Sims also came from New Mexico. Is that where you all tied up there, too?
Right. Bill, first radio job was at a station that was Bill's second radio job. And Steve hired Bill to come to Casper. And about the time that Bill was deciding, oh, he had to go home, he was homesick, Steve hired me. I came to Casper. Bill left town, but after being gone about a year, he decided, no, I do want to live in Casper. He went back and, of course, was very successful in radio in Wyoming.
Spent a lot of time here, Mitch,
right.
Up in Cody and Laramie, and started the station in Green River and then went back home to New Mexico.
Right, so. Yeah. Yeah, the three of us were fairly close for several years in two different states.